2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and today is Wednesday. It's the 20th day of the new year. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 23 degrees.
We start off with a couple of city street crashes in Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The inauguration of Joe Biden. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Yes, today is inauguration day for President-elect Joe Biden, and we will have special coverage throughout the entire day.
We begin our team coverage with ABC's Alex Stone, who is on the streets of Washington, D.C.
This morning, all of the security is in place, layer after layer of fencing, the National Guard shoulder to shoulder between those layers of fencing, federal agents everywhere. All of the worries over the past 2 weeks since the Capitol riot, shutting down the National Mall, doing everything possible to secure this area. The message went out, do not come to Washington. Today is a big test. So far, the streets are quiet.
President Trump said his goodbyes to Washington in a farewell video message last night.
The president listing his economic and foreign policy achievements.
I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars.
Trump also referring to the next administration, but never mentioning Joe Biden by name.
We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck. A very important word.
Meanwhile, Trump reportedly wants to create a third political party. The Wall Street Journal says Trump has discussed creating the Patriot Party to compete with the GOP.
That's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting. President Trump will address the nation just before leaving Washington. You'll hear that address live here on KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows Utahns are split about how they feel about President Trump as he leaves office. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, his favorability among Utahns dipped below 50% after being in the mid-50s for the past year. His approval rating, though, is 76 among Republicans in the state. Disapproval much higher for Democrats. This is from a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll. It also asked if President Trump is to blame for what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Overall, 52% say he's either somewhat or a lot to blame. 46% say he bears little or no responsibility. That group told the pollsters they condemn the people who broke into the Capitol. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Moving day at the White House. A special contractor is being called in to do a deep cleaning. Even in a normal year, former First Lady Laura Bush's Chief of Staff Anita McBride says it's a chaotic process.
The best way to sort of describe it is that transition of the House is an organized chaos.
President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in as president around 9 our time. You'll hear it live on KSL News Radio.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is touting a 500-day plan for his new administration. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, Governor Cox says his administration will focus on six key priorities which reflect pledges he made during his recent campaign. Those six areas are economic advancement, education, rural affairs, health, equality and opportunity, and government efficiency and modernization. Governor Cox says more than 100 community leaders helped draft the policy suggestions, which ultimately ended with the creation of the 12-page One Utah Roadmap. In a prepared statement, he said the road ahead will have detours, yield signs, fast and slow speeds, and bridges, which we will navigate. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Middle and high school students in the Salt Lake School District will have the option to return to class beginning February 8th. This follows months of controversy as the district was the only one in the state that did not offer any in-person option. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Interim District Superintendent Larry Madden's plan includes a Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday format. The board voting for that plan, 6-1 last night. Madden says data in the report from medical experts soon to be released indicates it would be safe to have schools stay open safely with current safety protocols in place.
From their study, their data support the concept that schools can stay open safely in communities with widespread community transmission.
Other business from Tuesday night included plans for a new structure on the site of the current school board headquarters and a one-third remote, one-third in-person only, and a one-third expanded or hybrid model for elementary school students. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.